Guest commentator David Mark joins us again with some thoughts about television and reading. It's often said that TV is responsible for people not reading more, but Mark thinks television is a symptom of the problem rather than its cause.
The anti-illiteracy commercials on television tell us that reading is fun. Most people who read would agree. The satisfaction of transforming the silent ink symbols on a piece of paper into images and stories, into songs and scents, and finally into new experience is a sweet achievement. One of the perks of being human. But, as you might gather from the frequency with which those anti-illiteracy commercials are appearing, the book is losing its competitive edge these days. Reading makes a non-negotiable demand for long periods of undivided attention. It is possible to read sloppily, to fall in and out of sync with the text, to move along turning pages regardless of one's degree of comprehension. But, if the activity is to be called reading at all, it requires an intense act of absolute concentration, the eyes penetrating the paragraphs and moving across the lines, the pausing at commas, the halting at periods, the silent exhortation of an exclamation point. Television is more user-friendly than reading, and it is often blamed for the literacy crisis. There is surely some truth in this, but TV is just one of many contemporary activities that competes with the book for aesthetic shelf space. Take electronically reproduced music, for example. Stereo is available everywhere, not just in the living room, but on the street, in the shower, on an airplane. And what about driving? Life behind the wheel can be a seamless web of cubist experience. Despite the numbness of repetition, there is an excitement in reading the world through the windshield. The car allows you to simultaneously penetrate the world and keep it at bay. Unlike reading a book, driving lends itself to a multimedia environment. A half dozen radio formats, including this one, are available at your fingertip. Or perhaps you would prefer to seize control of the media and pop in a tape. Mozart, Madonna, or maybe E.G. Marshall reading Moby Dick. Conversations that include little or no eye contact can be carried on in a car for hours by people sitting just inches apart. A driver's attention is continually divided and fractured. Architecture, topography, weather, and proximity to the insane can all make dents in drive-time consciousness. Watching television is an activity midway between the social isolation of reading and the social hyperboles of driving. TV demands attention, but only a share of it. You do have the option of just sitting and watching, but you can also cook dinner, balance your checkbook, or even chat on the telephone and still absorb enough of a TV show to honestly say that you've watched it. As a consequence, TV viewing offers itself as the default activity of domestic life. Is it so strange that people turn on their sets like lamps when entering their homes? Television offers an endless procession of emotional, erotic, and instructional images. Quality may be erratic, but quantity is astounding. Why shouldn't the set be playing? Maybe something good is on. We move with speed and we are used to instant gratification. A preference for the slow, sometimes difficult charms of reading is increasingly unusual. The reader has become a nonconformist, not simply because more people watch television than read, but rather because anyone with the time and solitude for reading these days is living anything but an ordinary life.
David Mark teaches at Brandeis University and is the author of Demographic Vistas, Television in American Culture.